Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and this Aspire radio program is being recorded for November 7th, 2020. We're going to be looking at how to live in the world. It is an art to live in this world, and as Jesus said, to not let the world live in us. And that is something that a lot of people just really struggle with in the course of a lifetime. Somehow we have come to think that our outer life is our living. It is our lifetime. And while we spend a great deal of time in the human body, in human circumstance, in human beliefs, in the physicality of our life, that doesn't make it our lifetime. The human body provides for us a lot of drama and a lot of distraction, as well as a lot of potential. And when the human body can be synced up to the heart, the authentic heart, and lived in that manner, there is many beautiful things that can come from that union. But a lot of people don't understand that union. Most people wouldn't consider it a life effort or something worth doing as a life effort. So, of course, we fall to our emperor of all malice inside of us, the way we live in our genetics and our human heart. And so we find it much easier to live in the confines of that with the mischief that the human heart can offer rather than maybe looking at the meaning of our life from the compassion and love of syncing up our authentic heart, the one that belongs to life as love, and using that to inspire our body and change the way we live in the dictates of our human nature. And you don't have to live in human nature. If you do any kind of research or science study, if you read the book Behave by Robert Sapolsky, you will learn a lot about the human mind, the human body, how they affect each other and what they do to each other back and forth and back and forth. So I am honored to answer these questions that have come to me in the last 2 months. This has, of course, been spurred on by the pandemic, so I'm hoping I'm able to shed some light on it for those of you who listen to our program. And I am grateful that you took the time to send me an email. I really am. The first question comes from John. He does not tell me where he lives. I get the impression, though, from the length of his email and everything, that it's somewhere in the Midwest. How can any one of us live in this world under the conditions that society has provided and evoke on us? It's invoke. I'm sorry. It's hard. Do you have any suggestions? Yeah, John, I do. My theme today for the radio program is to live in the world, but not let the world live in you. I want you to understand that. So, yes, there are some very provocative, provoking, and difficult questions we all have to ask ourselves. And there is a lot of people in our country, in this country, at least, I don't know about in other countries, but in this one, that misinterpret the idea of freedom, misinterpret the idea of what it is to, well, be a true, what they call, patriot. I am not that kind of ilk. I am of the ilk of love. And if that can combine with what you call patriotism in your email, then I'm fine and dandy with it. We have to understand the world we live in. And John, it's very hard for us to understand. We're overpopulated. And that overpopulation has caused a great deal of difficulty in the ability for people to earn a living and be able to take care of their body, feed it, shelter it, clothe it. So then there comes this ruthlessness, and much to the chagrin, I guess, of me and many other people, most people have children haphazardly. I just can't understand that. They have children go, oops, they get pregnant and go, oops, you know, something like that. And they don't really realize the responsibility and the amount of time and intelligence it takes to help a child awaken to their potentials and to understand the world that they have come into. Most people just don't see it that way. So with all that being said and all the issues that are going on with corporate mischief in our country and how we have set the standard for profit over environment, things like that, we start to understand ever so slightly, just slightly, that we have a problem. And because we think in terms of having a problem in that way, we blame each other. We want laws passed that we think will help protect this, that, and the other. When in truth, there's always a loophole somewhere. It just is what it is. So you say, how can anyone live in this world? It's hard with the way it is in your email. You're going to have to learn to live consciously. There's a world that lives inside of thee and me. This world is beyond the speculation of my intellect and my ego. This world is not realized through vanity, pride, political beliefs and connections. This world is lived in the love and the compassion of a heart that goes beyond the humanness that most of us derive our entire existence upon. So when you're thinking about the meaning of your life and the meaning of your existence in this world and substantiating the meaning of your life, you have to look at what keeps you from understanding that beauty. And let me tell you what it is. We confuse lifestyle with meaning. And when I think that my lifestyle is the meaning of my life, I have missed. I do not understand the nature of my life and the world I live in. If you're really going to get this, you have to deeply understand that your lifestyle, however comfortable it may be, is not the meaning of your life. This lifestyle can be jarred and jilted. It can be disposed of. It can be upgraded and downgraded. It can go all over the place. And if you're foolish enough to think that your lifestyle is your life, you're going to be sorely disappointed when challenges arrive. And they will arrive. Believe me, in the body they will arrive. And in circumstance. So how should we look at it? The quality of our life, John, is in the consciousness we achieve. And if you can achieve a consciousness that is of great love, a consciousness of compassion for your fellow man, a consciousness where forgiveness reigns supreme, you will find that living in this world is not as difficult as it once, well, was portrayed by your lifestyle and fighting for a happy lifestyle. You will start to recognize deep within yourself that there is this essence, this sublime beauty inside you. It's the only words I can use, because once you touch this state of being, all else pales by comparison. You will never want for anything again. You will see how wanting and desiring has led you astray. You will start to realize the way you touch anything is how you touch everything. You will start to realize the significance and the meaning of what it is to be conscious. and to really honor the love that lives within you. So it's all a matter of letting yourself understand their world is what the world is with people, and it will always be filled with confused, irate, jealous, petty people. Always. I cannot tell you how disappointing that can be. Maybe you know, when you realize that this is the world you and I incarnated into. And most people don't see anything wrong with it, and that's the problem. So they make their outer life and all the fol-de-rol and misunderstanding and the hate, the fear, the assumptions, the unforgiveness, they make it all very, very powerful. And they live by their primitive genetics and their primeval kind of ideals that they think sustain territory in their life, and what makes this real and that not real, all that other stuff. It just gets so complicated when it doesn't have to be. So if you really want an answer to your question, you will have to come to the place where you were willing to meditate, to go beyond the contemplation of right and wrong, good and bad, and all the other stuff that makes up the ideas and ideals that people believe are important, such as how much money you make and blah, blah, blah. I know it's hard to understand, John. I do, because it took me a long time to get it as well. We are being taken care of. And deep within us is this state of all-providing love. And if you can touch that within yourself and come to that, oh, the mercy and the goodness will come roaring back at you. Honestly, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Believe me, it will. Please forgive me. Namaste. I hope that helped him. It's a hard concept for most people to accentuate and understand in their life that they're being taken care of, but we are. Okay, the next question comes from Jan in Las Vegas. She says, I can't be positive about my life anymore, and everyone is telling me I should be. What do I do about my negativity about my life? I just see the whole world crumbling under this. And then she went into the virus and politics and things like that. I don't think being positive is being wise. I really don't. Positive is kind of a hopey attitude, and people with hopey attitudes and believe in hope, they never awaken. They never find the real crux of the matter. And being positive and thinking that, well, if I'm positive, then life will be positive with me is a true assumption that has nothing to do with the reality of our livingness. So I don't really think it's a matter of that. Jan, again, I'm going to speak to you like the man from the moon. And anything I say usually is and has been held against me for most of my life, and I'm not able really to help a lot of people in the mass realm, only in the subculture of people who understand or are seeking to understand that you have to transcend, not live in this world and take all the blows, but to transcend. I want to remind you, Jan, of something. Great souls that have entered into this world all suffered. This is not a happy place. not in the least. We can go down all the names of people who came into our world to help us, from Aesop to Socrates, all of them. I mean, we all know about Buddha, Jesus, people like that. People like Jack and Bobby and Martin Luther King. We all know about them. Gandhi, Anwar Sadat. Anyone who came into this world to help, to serve a higher cause, what happens to them? You can't lead masses into spiritual awakening. You can't bring people into the higher realms of their own consciousness and expect it to be a mass transition. It just isn't going to work. There are so many blocks and so many difficulties along the way. It just is impossible. So you say you can't be positive about your life in this world. Well, maybe instead of being positive, you could be authentic. You could find the authentic that lives within you in your authentic heart. Maybe it's all about for you, like many of us, finding the authentic in us, that which is the ultimate state of being in us. Maybe consciousness, maybe spiritual awakening, which I feel it's really all about. We're not here to survive, have kids, perpetuate the humanity that we see all around us, because we incarnate many strange difficult entities into this world. But if you really want to do something that is beautiful, you really want to do something with your life, seek the way that lives within you. Seek the authentic that lives within you. Begin with meditation. Begin with inner work. If you go to the website at aspire.org, there are TV programs, more of these radio programs. There are meditations. There are podcasts, video casts, commentaries. There's everything there to help you begin your practice. Everything to begin your practice. But it will take discipline and a real change of life. And the problem is that people generally by the age of 15 to 20 are rooted in this world, in the way they're going to live their life, and they're not available for awakening. They're just not available. Their genetics, their DNA, their chemistry, their oxytocin, their serotonins, their estrogen, their testosterone, all that is working. And it's working to keep you alive. It's a kind of a way of survival of the fittest kind of thing. And that's the way we live. Dog eat dog, survival of the fittest. Dogs don't eat dogs. I don't know why we say that, forgive me. But you start to really understand if you read Sapolsky's book, if you read, Homo Deus, Sapiens, you start to understand the history of humanity and why we are the way we are, superstitious, foolish, throwing the baby out with the bathwater kind of people. This is the way we live. And if you really want an answer to your question, which I suspect you really don't, you want a philosophy, you'd have to really delve into the science of your body, the science of humanity, the history of humanity. You would have to do a thorough study. And you're probably not going to do that. It might get in the way of your Netflix time, but I doubt if you're really going to do that, because by the sound of your email, you're a busy person trying to flitter around to find something to appease your ego and your emotionality. And Jan, that isn't going to work. That isn't going to bring you any insight. So you're going to have to decide how you want to live your life. Are you just going to let this thing go, this life that you have, and live it for the sake of frivolous endeavors that you think will make you happy? If you live for the pursuit of happiness, as is popular in our country, you're going to miss the meaning of your life. because happiness is a state of consciousness, not some lifestyle that you imagine you could pursue and would make you happy. It just isn't going to happen. People get content in their mediocrity and they think they've found happiness. It's an amazing thing how such great wealth has made its home in such poverty, as Jesus said. Very true statement. Jan, I wish you well. Please forgive me. Namaste. Last question comes from Carol. She does not tell me where she lives. How can any of us imagine for one moment that there is more in this life and that 4 more years of Donald Trump is going to save us? I feel it will hurt us. Carol. Carol, I don't get into politics too much. Never have, but Donald Trump, wow. I just read this morning where Mike Love of the Beach Boys supports him and is doing this big rally for him in SoFi Stadium, the new big stadium in L.A. Kind of disappointing. Don't think I'll be listening much to I Get Around. But here's the deal. If you live for the body by the body, if you let your mind live on the perimeters of the body and what it wants, and you're trying to live your life without any soul, any love, any authentic love, that is, without any awareness of what this whole lifetime is about, and there are billions of people who do this, you're going to find that there is going to be great difficulty in this world, and that people are going to do what they do, say what they say, and be in on making their own lives better and not helping the whole of humanity. I think it's really important to understand politics. There have been a lot of people who have defined it, but to me it is a useless endeavor of futility, because in politics you're dealing with human nature, and human nature lies and cheats and steals. That's just human nature. It's the way we're built, whether you like it or not. It's the way we're built emotionally and even psychologically and bodily. So our survival comes first at all costs to our life. So I think the most intelligent way to go about it is to seek the life that lives within you and find that life. And if you don't believe that life exists, if you don't believe somehow inside yourself that that is even possible, then here you are. You're stuck in the outer world and you have to do what the outer world demands of you to do, and that will be the end of it all. You'll just suffer the consequences of that, and if you're going to do that, you can't complain. You have to try something brand new if you really want some kind of change, some kind of movement in a different way. You really got to want it with all of your heart and soul. So I say to you, live your life in love. Let love live you. Find love in you. Not emotional love, not human love, authentic love. There are loads of ways to do this. Many of us have done it. Many of us have achieved it. Not a lot, but many. And if you find that experience for yourself, you will really realize how to live in this world, but not let the world live in you. That's the key. I'm out of here. Oh, Carol, I wish you well. Please forgive me, eh? Namaste. Thank you for listening. I got more wonderful questions coming up tomorrow. I'll see you then. Please forgive me for everything. Namaste.